Republican Ken Salzer is running for Kansas governor, promising to take a more business-like approach to state government. He says that's what he's done to the insurance department that he oversees as the state's insurance commissioner. He advocates more tax cuts and a constitutional amendment that he says would end the ceaseless rounds of litigation over the funding of public schools. Our conversation with Ken Salzer is part of our ongoing interviews with Kansas gubernatorial candidates. Ken, welcome to today. So nice to have you here.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here. Really great to be here.
You're running for governor in one of the largest fields in state history. How are you going to break through in a Republican primary field that includes two much better known candidates, Jeff Collier, the current governor, Chris Kobach, the secretary of state? And I bet you've been asked this question more than once.
It's really straightforward and easy. I'm a CPA. I've had a business career. 4 years ago, Kansans elected me to be their insurance commissioner in a statewide race. We won in a crowded primary. We won big, big in the general election. We appealed to a cross-section of people like almost no other. We did a good job there, and we're approaching it the same way in this election. We're talking about running the state more like a business, bringing basic business practices to the state, just like we did in the insurance department.
But what makes you such a better candidate than your two main rivals here, again, Chris Kobach and Jeff Collier?
I've got a track record of success in business. I've got a track record of success, big success, in government. Nobody else can say that. I'm the only one there with a business background, the only one with a CPA, which seems to be particularly relevant right now, and the only one with those two qualifications who has also done well in government by bringing these basic business practices to state government, being more thoughtful about our spending, thinking about how we can serve our customers better. We did that in the insurance department. We focused on better customer service. And you know what? Wait times went down. More companies are working in Kansas than ever. Our customers are happier. We're doing a lot of good things for the citizens of Kansas. And many people wonder why we can't bring that same philosophy to the broader state government. It's more than just implementing an ideology. It is about managing what you implement.
Ken Salzer, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Kansas, is my guest. You also shrunk the size of the insurance department. Tell us what you did there.
We did. We've reduced the number of employees by about 20%. Our costs have sharply dropped. Our productivity, this is the fun part, our productivity has gone way up, way up. The number of calls that come into our department because of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare continue to go up. We receive over 20,000 calls a year now. We had 15,000 calls a year when I first started. And you know what? We're doing that with fewer people because they are focused on serving the people of Kansas.
What can a certified public accountant do to sort of change the culture of state government in Topeka? What would you bring to the game?
We understand budgets. I understand budgets. I understand that every day, 24/7, you have to be thinking about costs and spending. A good example, we have from this budget year that we're just finishing to the next budget year, a budgeted 6.8% increase in costs in the state government. And we're doing that on top of a flat economy. Last year in 2017, Kansas was one of only four states that had a negative growth rate.
Some of that spending is due to the Supreme Court ruling on school funding, right?
Sure it is. But you know what? If you're not thinking about how you're going to be more productive and spending more efficiently every day, you can't change that ship, change that attitude overnight. You need a new culture in state government about being more productive. If we get focused on serving the people of Kansas rather than what's going on around us or the next political step we're taking, if we're focused on serving the people of Kansas, we can do it more efficiently. We can innovate just like we did in the insurance department. We had to think about how we were arranging our jobs, how we were serving the people of Kansas. When somebody left to go to the private sector, we always thought about, what part of that job do we actually need? Do we need the whole job? And if it was only part of the job, we parsed out the rest of the job and did away with that position.
But how would you take that kind of attitude and approach, Ken, to the entirety of Kansas state government?
It won't happen if you don't try. We're going to take the same approach we did in the insurance department, and that is thoughtfully, calmly examine every expenditure and making sure that it's needed and that we're getting value out of it. There's a a distrust for the accountability, the level of accountability in state government in Kansas. We spend almost $7 billion of taxpayer money and very little accountability in any department. That goes across the board. And when we have people who are managing those departments who know how to manage, know how to demand accountability, it will make a big difference. We need a lot of things, including top-to-bottom auditing instead of just targeted auditing like we do now.
I was going to say, do we need a state auditor like the state of Missouri has?
I don't know that it needs to be elected, but I can tell you every large, complex organization like our government has a internal auditing department that is strong, deep, and looking everywhere to make sure that we're doing things financially according to statute, and that we're operationally efficient. We can bring that same attitude to Kansas government. We don't have that now.
You know, one place you might take a different approach is with CanCare, the health care program for the poor. You've been critical, Ken, about how Jeff Collier, when he was lieutenant governor, oversaw that program. What was your complaint with what he did there?
He didn't manage it. It needs to be managed. All of those things that CMS from the federal government has said about the program were management issues. They were positions that weren't filled, auditing positions that weren't filled, management positions that weren't filled, all of those things that nearly shut down the CanCare program in Kansas in 2016 were management related. That's what I mean. When we implement an ideology, we need to manage it. The MCOs, the managed care part of it, is a good idea. It is saving the state money, but it is so poorly managed that people who are on the receiving end think it's a disaster. It needs to be managed better. We will focus on the management of issues like that. That goes to DCF, that goes to KDADS, the Department of Aging and Disability. It goes throughout our state. It goes into education. It goes into corrections. We need a different attitude in the governor's office.
My guest is Ken Selzer. He's running for the Republican nomination for Kansas governor. You know, we've been through the Governor Brownback tax cuts in recent years. You've come out and said, Ken, that you'd like to cut taxes again. What do you have in mind?
And I wonder if you might be misquoting me a little bit. I've always said we need to lean in on costs so that we don't need more taxes.
Okay.
Part of the issue that we've had over the last number of years or last several years when we've had the tax increases is that we haven't been leaning in on costs. That's different than just doing across the board cuts.
So you have to manage the expense side before you cut taxes.
Exactly. You manage the expense side. The disaster that happened with Brownback was that he cut revenues and then didn't come back and cut costs at least half of that. Had that happened, we might have been able to grow into the balance of that tax cut, and there was very little effort to do that. It's easy to call for tax cuts, but unless you're calling for specific expense cuts to go with that, that's rather irresponsible.
How confident are you that Kansas can experience tax cuts again once you've taken that look at the expense side?
I don't know if they can or not, but I can tell you we will be operating more with more productivity and at a leaner, far more leaner than what we are now, just like we have done in the insurance department. This isn't something that we're speculating about. It's been proven. It's been proven. And you can do that when you have a business background and you understand how to run a business and you understand how important every expense dollar. In this case, every expense dollar is coming from you and I and other taxpayers in the state. We have to treat those expense dollars like they're somebody else's dollars, like they're the taxpayer dollars, not like they're the government's dollars. That is a fundamental difference in thinking.
You know, I'm wondering, the legislature this year considered another tax cut, this one totaling $194 million over 3 years. Lawmakers ultimately backed away from it. Did you support that cut?
I would be supportive of that. Absolutely. That is not a tax cut. That is a windfall to the state coming from the federal code rewrite. That should go back to the people that are paying that. That is a windfall to the state that doesn't belong in the state.
You also favor a constitutional amendment to end the endless litigation over school funding. What do you have in mind there?
I do. There needs to be more definition around the word suitability. There is no doubt. Some other states have that same word suitability that's not defined in their constitution, and their Supreme Courts interpret it differently. Our Supreme Court is interpreting it different, I think, than what the Constitution writers originally envisioned. I think we need more definition around that, about what is suitable or who is responsible for that determination.
Would you favor a constitutional amendment, Ken, that would take the state Supreme Court out of the oversight business in terms of overseeing school spending in the state of Kansas?
I would. I think there's a role for the Supreme Court, but the role for the legislature is to determine how much is spent in different areas of government. It's not the Supreme Court's responsibility to determine how much is to be spent on education.
But what if the legislature falls short of its responsibility that at least today is so clearly spelled out in the Constitution?
Well, that's why we elect legislators. Legislators are elected by their local populations to speak the will of that local population.
But legislatures all the time don't do the right thing. They make mistakes all the time.
Citizens have to vote their legislators out of office if they're not doing what they elected them to do. Same thing for the governor. Same thing for other statewide and regional offices. That it should be up to the local citizenry to elect the people that reflect their values.
How much more money would you be willing to spend now if the state Supreme Court comes out and says the state has fallen short in this last legislative session? Lawmakers voted to spend $525 million more over 5 years. If the judges say that's short, they probably won't spell out a specific number that's needed. How much further would you be willing to go?
I don't think they'll say that it's short. They're practical.
That's a prediction.
I think they will be practical and have it be dealt with prospectively rather than currently and shut down the schools. That's irresponsible on their part. So what if they say they want more going into the future and don't define that much? I tell you, we will find ways to make sure we are more accountable in our education dollars, whatever that amount we decide to do. Let me give you a good example.
But even prospectively, Ken, would you be willing to spend more money on the schools than the 525 that's been allocated if the court says you got to do it?
We're going to adhere to the law. I am law-abiding. We will adhere to the law and work to change the law prospectively. You bet.
What did you think of Governor Sam Brownback's tenure as the state's chief executive? What did you think of that?
I liked him personally. He is fundamentally a good man, and I realize a number of people disagree with that. What he didn't have was a business background. He thought that an $800 million tax cut back in 2012 could be made up with growth, and that's almost impossible. Just about every responsible person thought there would be some expense cuts that would come with that in the year after, and it did not happen. I think if he would have had a business background, he would have saw right through that and understood that issue.
Not long ago, one of your rivals for the GOP nomination, Kris Kobach, was in a parade in Shawnee in western Johnson County, in which he was standing in a Jeep next to a gun mounted in the truck that looked like a .50 caliber machine gun. It turned out to be a replica, but there was enough of an outcry over it that the city issued an apology. What did you make of it?
I am rock solid on the Second Amendment, just like I am rock solid on pro-life. Kris can do what he wants. I can tell you that I am a thoughtful, calm decision maker who can lead. I have proven I can lead in
government.
I'm
wondering what you thought of it, Ken, of a candidate for governor riding in a parade with a replica of a .50 caliber machine gun.
I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of him doing it?
That's up to him and for the voters in Kansas to decide.
Different topic, President Trump's trade war. How concerned are you about the impact this could have on Kansas farmers out west?
I think it's a big issue. I can tell you rural Kansas supports Trump in general, just truly support him. This trade issue could be devastating. The 25% tariffs that are likely to come on and maybe have already been implemented today by China will be devastating to Kansas. Focused on soybeans, focused on pork, focused on some other agricultural products, that will be devastating. We need a governor who can champion ag. We haven't had that in the 4 months of the current governor. We haven't had that in the last 4 years of the last governor. Kansas is over 40% ag, maybe more when you add on the add-on processing on top of that. If you don't champion ag like some other states around us, we will always be bringing up the rear. Again, remember I said in 2017, we were the fourth worst economy in the United States. And you know what? The other three that were worse than us were all on the East Coast and in southern states. They weren't here in the Midwest. other economies that depend more on ag than we do are doing better than we are because they have governors who are getting out front championing ag, helping develop new markets, helping open up markets, helping things become more competitive. And it's not happening in Kansas. And I think it's partly because we don't have a governor who is deeply embedded and understands ag and ag business. It's both of those.
Going back to the finances of state government in Topeka, Ken, could you ever support a tax increase during your tenure as governor?
I don't think so. And here's why. And I don't want to be absolute about anything. I'm smart enough to know that. But I will tell you this. There will not be a property tax rate increase coming from the state during my tenure. People don't understand who don't own property that valuation increases already have provided tax increases in total for property taxes. There will not be a property tax rate increase coming out. That I don't think we need tax increases because we haven't been focused on better managing our state and the expenditures out of it. If we lean in on costs every day, be thinking about leaning in on costs instead of when we come to the legislative session and suddenly we're short and we have to think about how to make up the deficit, that will always yield a tax increase. We're going to be more strategic and more forward-thinking than that so that we're leaning in on costs and we have a culture and a mentality of leaning in on costs with better customer service.
And yet, the state of Kansas today, a lot of folks look at it and say the Brownback administration borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars from the state highway fund, that schools are underfunded, that state kids in foster care aren't getting the protections they need, that the state prison system is on the brink of unrest and upheaval. And folks look at that and say, clearly, more money has got to be invested in those key areas. And you seem to be taking all of that off the table.
We need more investments in different places. And go back with me again to the fact that we were a flat or a negative economy last year. We will get more tax revenues if our economy is growing. That's exactly what President Trump's trying to do for the United States.
You want to wait for that to happen before more investments get made in key areas.
Yeah, we are not going to raise taxes unless there is some incredibly isolated incident that might happen that might force it. But I can tell you, we will always be focused going forward on leaning in on costs and doing things with more thought than we have in the past. And that means just thinking about how we do our job, how to be more innovative in doing our job, how do we can be more innovative in arranging our jobs so that we don't need a tax increase. We will not have a property tax rate increase, and I don't think we need any tax increase. I think we ought to be moving towards a marginally lower rate over time, not a higher rate over time. That's the thoughtless way to do it.
Final question for Ken Selzer. The carrying of concealed guns is now allowed on college campuses in Kansas. Should they be?
You know, I tell you, I am rock solid Second Amendment, and I think if somebody has to go to war for our country, I think they ought to be trusted with guns. You know, we need to be thoughtful about all of that. One of the things that distinguishes me from my competitors on the gun issue is I don't think that teachers ought to be given cash incentives to carry guns in schools. I think it ought to be a local school option about whether that even happens.
But if some school districts authorize it, you'd be okay with guns in classrooms in public schools.
I would be, but not with cash incentives. Giving cash incentives to teachers, as both of my opponents have advocated, is asking for disaster. We don't need to do that. We need to be more thoughtful about hardening the perimeters, about making access to schools less easy for perpetrators. We need to be more thoughtful in that direction. We do not need to give cash incentives to teachers.
That's Ken Selzer. He's a candidate for the Republican nomination for Kansas governor. He's the state's insurance commissioner. Ken, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you. Remember, KS for KS on August 7th. Ken Selzer for Kansas.
There you go.